Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 11th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 for the Klamath Basin and a low of 47, so it's kind of cooled down a bit. A little cool this morning, but not. I mean, that's actually good. Didn't look too warm for my taste. All righty. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back and decide which outrage to talk about first.
Seems I got to have a change in scene. 'Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Imprisoned by the way things used to be, yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. Somebody locked the door and took the key. Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, then, let's take a little journey on over to the page, and we'll see how we're going to address. Well, we're going to add to the pile of outrage that gives us that moral high ground that's already up above Mount Everest. But we got to get that moral high ground. We got to hold it somehow, people. I don't know how in the fuck we're going to do it. I'm telling you, it's an effort every day. Oh, let's see. Yeah, this is just a short one. And it's a video of it. The video shows that a Spanish minister flies on a private jet to attend a climate conference. She then drives on a motorcade and a 100 meters before the venue, she gets off and takes a bicycle as her two security cars follow her. Well, of course you did. I mean, the hypocrites, the motherfuckers. I mean, what they're trying to tell you is this goddamn world is for them and not for you. They've got, when they want to fly a fucking plane, it's up to them, and they know they're not. They know the only climate change is what they have fucking caused, burning off our ozone so they give us more cancer, fucking destroying shit so that they can fucking get more fucking resources from we the fucking people to try to repair, just like in Ukraine. Blowing it up, so that they can get some big contracts so that we, the people, the guys out there fucking sweating with his fucking nose to the grindstone can fucking pay to rebuild it. And the contractors get fatter. The industrial war complex gets fucking fatter. And that's what it's all about, man. That's what this whole goddamn slimy ass fucking United States of Kazari is fucking about. And, of course, we have the multi-billion. Look at the industries. We've gone from fucking cars and fucking shit, trailer. I mean, innovation, TVs, you name it, to our exports are fucking death. Pure fucking death, man. Fucking rather be in the form of fucking weaponry or it be in the form of fucking climate change. Anything they can do to fucking... It's just all excuses. It's all bullshit, and everybody knows it. All right. 350,000 unaccompanied minors have already come across Joe Biden's open border since 2021. No fucking shit. 85,000 of those children have gone missing, according to the DHS. Wonder where they went. Maybe Mel Gibson can go buy them back. No, he ain't got that much goddamn money. Maybe he could buy a little portion of them back, which would be replaced the same fucking day. Tens of thousands more have fallen victim to massive child smuggling and child labor operations. And well, it's crickets. It says it's crickets. But the bottom line here is that they're fucking making big fucking but. Oh, fuck you. You son of a bitch. Okay. And it's crickets, and yet Jim Chavezil and Tim Ballard make one movie about child sex trafficking, and the legacy media complex goes into overdrive to discredit Sound of Freedom. No, you are going into overdrive to fucking bring fucking attention to this fucking diversion from the real fucking problem, which is in Washington fucking D.C. I mean, we have fucking... the lists of the fucking people who went to Epstein's fucking pedophile island, and Donald Trump is on it, and fucking Bill Clinton is on it, and goddamn members of the royal family are on it. We don't want to talk about the real fucking problem. I mean, it's like when the DEA comes in, when they were running the dope in for, you know, the, what the hell was it? Operation Gunrunner. And they'd bring and the DEA was selling the fucking dope on the streets. They would sell it to fucking, in big quantities. And then they'd go get some low level fucking dealers, and they would bust them, and it's to make it look like they're doing their fucking job, to make it look like something's happening. Nothing's fucking happening, people. Are you paying attention yet? That's the other article in, so that's what we'll let them have. The bottom line is, go ahead.
You know, you're 100% right. Nothing happens. You know exactly what you said. That damn FBI, they are just the freaking, you know, concealment for all the freaking crimes that this freaking corporate government does. I mean, even out here in Oklahoma, man, they took a freaking mentally ill kid from Sayre. He's like 17 or 18. They knew something was wrong with him, and they tried to set him up for a bank robbery, like he was going to explode. You know, a bomb off in a bank,
yep.
And they try to set their kid up. They do shit like that all the time, man, all the time.
Hell yes, they do. And the child pornography is not going to fucking go away. The pedophilia is not going to, what Joe Biden did is not going to go away. It's going to, in fact, I'm going to have it stuck back up to the top of the, I'm going to have it permanently stuck up there until somebody fucking mentions it in the fucking mainstream or at least in some fucking articles. Because nobody is fucking doing one goddamn thing. That is hard fucking evidence, hard as you fucking get. It's a slam fucking dunk. It's prima facie, and they're fucking ignoring it. A stadium staff and medic go into cardiac arrest at Ed Sheeran's concert in Pittsburgh as 17 more hospitalized. And I read this, and I really wasn't that impressed. It's more like a fucking ad for his goddamn music. Whistleblower, Biden administration, a middleman in child sex trafficking. I will not believe the president of the United States of America is involved in sex trafficking. Yes, I will. They're telling us shit that we fucking have known for years. It's a child sniffing little nasty bastard, and they show a picture of the prick. Looks like he's standing by fucking kids. King Charles, maybe. I don't know who that fucker is. A whistleblower has given an explosive statement accusing Democrat president. No, he ain't. He's a corporate monarch. There are no fucking presidents in a corporation except they in the fucking smaller fucking levels. He's a corporate monarch. Got that? He's a dictator. He's a cockspud. Democrat President Joe Biden's administration of acting as a middleman in an international child sex trafficking operation. Well, hell yes, and everybody fucking knows it. And well, we'll have Mel Gibson go over to Uganda, buy a few fucking goddamn trafficked children and call it fucking, hey, man, something's being done here. There was one comment, I think it was by Mike Perry, and he talked about the fact that that this, you know, it's a publicity stunt, you know, as I'd said before, but he does make a good point. This gives everybody the fucking excuse, because everybody needs a fucking excuse. I mean, when you're letting this happen and you ain't doing shit about it, you need a fucking excuse. Well, Mel Gibson and this other guy are taking care of it. Don't worry about it, man. Something's being done. Somebody's doing something about it. No, they're fucking not. They're diverting your fucking attention away. I mean, like I said, this is like busting the street fucking guy selling fucking an 8-ball of fucking coke instead of the DEA agent selling the fucking pounds of fucking coke. I mean, well, they're not going to bust themselves. What are we talking about? Wait, it all kind of same thing here, huh? The allegations were revealed in a damning new report compiled by journalist Gadsden Institute senior fellow Uze Bulut. Bulut has online the allegation on the organization website, claiming that youngsters are being brought from Mexico through the poor southern border. I mean, come on, speak the obvious, will you please? The allegations were revealed in a damning new report compiled by journalist Gadstone Institute fellow Uze Bulut. Got a copy twice here. Many of those children are raped, he explained. No fucking shit. I mean, talk about it. If they can keep a conversation going for 20 fucking years and keep raping, keep pillaging, keep cutting up little children while they're still alive, why the fuck not? Nobody's going to move and throw in a Mel Gibson and his buddy every once in a while to go to some third world country and say, bye. Actually participate in the goddamn crime by buying. It's like, you know, Trumpy when he was running for president. Who could be better to fucking uncover, to take care of the corruption when he has been a part of it for so many years? Well, that was committing crimes too, wasn't it? He was confessing to fucking crimes. I'm a criminal, so I know how the criminals fucking work. I mean, this is all this shit is. They are used for forced labor and forced to undertake brutal jobs, ostensibly to work off their debt by the criminal cartels who reportedly now control the Mexican side of the border and brought children in. They control both sides of the fucking border under the United fucking Nations unlawful motherfucking occupation of our fucking sovereign territory. There's one side of the border, my fucking ass. There's got places in Arizona where that are national parks. You can't drive through. The road signs tell you not to because the drug cartels are in control. 150 fucking miles into the United States, the goddamn United Nations is under control, and it's being run by the Mexican fucking cartels. And I'm seeing the local goddamn governments in this country being taken over by Mexican cartels. You go down there, it's like being in goddamn Mexico. They want this fucking place, they want us tore down to the level of third world. The third worlders, they've always been able to dominate them and control them. And Americans, this goddamn country belongs to us. It's the richest country on planet Earth. And we got, hey, you know what? I'm not settling for less, son of a bitch. You can keep fucking taking, but we're going to take it fucking back. And when you, before taking it, you're going to pay with your fucking life. You son of a bitches. And he cites the comments from whistleblower Tara Lee Rodas, I guess it is. Just a few weeks ago, Rodas gave a testimony before the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Scrutiny, and Enforcement. Rather intentional, Rather intentional or not, it can be argued that the United States government has been the middleman in the large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking. But rather intentional or not, no, hell no, this wasn't intentional. I mean, goddamn, it was an accident. They didn't mean that. They were trying to give people better lives, give them little children a better life, and then cut them up alive and sell their fucking body parts in another multi-million-dollar operation that they are fucking running. And then they can go over to Kosovo, where there are no fucking eyes upon them, sit around their fucking table, and I've got to believe Trumpy's there too, and Vladimir Putin's there too, and cut up the fucking goddamn cash, the wealth, because they wouldn't touch cash, they want wealth, and cut it up amongst themselves and go on with their corporate mafia fucking business, because that's what this fucking is. It's corporate fucking mafia. Don't talk about U.S. government. There ain't no such fucking thing. It's U.S. corporation. It's a United States fucking corporate Khazarian empire is what I would call it. Has been the middleman in the large-scale multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation. They have that in bold. Yeah, no fucking shit. Run by bad actors. My fucking ass. You show me a good fucking actor and I eat my goddamn hat. They're bad actors. You don't get up that goddamn high unless you fuck the poodle. Unless they've got fucking film of you doing. Well, hell, I don't know if it matters having a film of you fucking a poodle or molesting little children. We have a video of fucking Hunter Biden molesting little fucking 6 and 7 year olds dressed up like prostitutes and doing crack cocaine, and it don't goddamn matter, does it? It hasn't mattered. Yes, go ahead.
And you know, when you try to tell people that, I mean, they would look at you like you're crazy. Like those people really work their way up to the top. I mean, these are some of the numbnuts, especially the Trump tourists. You know what kills me with them? This is what they say. I said, "Yeah, Trump. He was a businessman that got in there. Business." I said, "Oh my God. Are y'all serious business, man? Okay, that's what you think, then just keep believing it."
I got news for you. Mao Zedong was a fucking businessman. So is the Chinese ruler of today. There's no countries left, people. These are all international corporations. They're international corporate mafia. They're not fucking countries run by fucking law. They are countries run by corporate policy, which can be changed by the corporation at a whim. They have no goddamn law that is solid, that is a standard that the people can fucking stand upon to have their rights and have their goddamn wills fucking enacted. There just doesn't exist. There is no fucking law, because we will not enforce the only fucking law that is goddamn lawful law, true fucking law, the only an unalienable law. That is the goddamn unalienable law of December 15, 1791. One fucking page, 10 fucking articles. Why won't you fucking back it? Why won't you fucking back it, hell? Why don't you enforce the fucking law? If you condone violations of that fucking law, you are a goddamn traitor. You're a coward. You're a piece of fucking silver and gold loving shit. You're a mammon worshiper. I don't care if you say, come on and say, God bless you, and God, and everybody told me Jesus is, because I love Jesus, they're going to be against me. Fuck you. You fucking have made fortunes off the fucking misery of other people, off of selling out their fucking rights. When you fucking knew better, and you could have been doing this for 30 fucking years before I took up the fucking mantle. Run by bad actors, my ass, seeking to profit off the lives of children, Rhodes told lawmakers. Yeah, you're profiting off them. And you know, this profit shit gets spread around. It gets spread farther than you fucking think. Because then they turn around and use that money to fucking do other fucking nasty things in the industrial war complex. I mean, these son of a bitches, I mean, there's only one way this fucking stops. Why in the fuck can't the American people just get on that one goddamn page, 10 fucking articles, we have the goddamn weaponry, enforce the son of a bitch, and all this disappears, and we get to punish these bastards for what they've done to little children. Man, what could be more noble? You want to act like you're fucking noble? You're a phony son of a bitch. If you do not fucking attack this, you, I mean, like the guy said, don't worry about it. Mel Gibson and this other guy went to Uganda and bought some fucking trafficked humans, which made them a part of the op. I mean, just like Trumpy, they broke the, I mean, isn't that breaking the law, buying people? If they, I mean, I guess they did. I, like I said, I haven't seen the film, and I will not, if I could afford it, go to a fucking goddamn theater. I'll see it when it comes out on the fucking TV. I'll watch it, but I know what it's going to be. It's going to be them fucking just going and buying. I mean, just like I said, just a few busts, and the DEA can sell pounds and bust the guy that's selling goddamn grams or eight balls and fucking call themselves a fucking agency while they're the ones running the whole fucking cabal, right? Today, children will work overnight shifts. Yes, they will. At slaughterhouses, factories, and restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. She testified, and she, you don't have to, we know. Everybody knows this shit. That's why there's no goddamn excuse for it, except cowardice. You have the law. You have the goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law behind you. It is yours. It is a part of you. It is your goddamn responsibility. We are responsible for this. Why? Because we have allowed it, and we didn't have to. We didn't have to allow this. We could have fought it, but nobody stepped up. Well, some people did. I did time. I got beatings. I fucking stepped up. But people will not fucking step up and fucking, I mean, they should be going and killing the son of a bitches that are fucking at the top. Instead, they go to the lowest fucking level, get a few fucking kids, throw some, and I guarantee you they made the money off this, that fucking film that they put out there as a goddamn propaganda piece to try to pretend something's going on that's going to fix this fucking problem. There's only one way this problem is fixed, and that is to destroy these fucking monsters, because that's what they are. They are fucking monsters. They have no fucking conscience. The Bohemian Groves, their little ceremony, the cremation of fucking care, that gets rid of your conscience. That's why it's all right for you to cut up little kids and sell their body parts, because you went and you did your, burned a little kid alive and fucking got rid of your conscience. Well, without a conscience, you get a rope around your fucking neck, because you do not get to do this to the children. There are people out there who are going to stop you, who are going to put your fucking ass 6 feet in the ground, who are going to enforce that fucking law, even though it may cost some of our so-called patriot brethren some fucking silver and gold. You better get used to the idea. We'll take it fucking all and put your fucking ass in the ground too, you fucking slime balls. Factories and restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers, she testified. Today, children will be sold for sex. Yes, they will. And children will be tortured. I mean, God, they will be fucking molested. They will be fucking cut up alive. Jesus. Today, children will call a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked. Yeah. We'll put you down on our fucking list. I mean,
and on the other side of the hotline, Henry, would be the FBI.
Exactly. Who protects the son of a bitches? That's what they're being paid for. A non-governmental fucking agency that we never gave any fucking permission to exist, that we never gave our consent to exist, is fucking protecting them. And that's what they're there for, so that they can find out the dirty fucking deeds before they get out in public and get ready to cover them up and kill anybody that comes out and tries to fucking tell the truth. Rodaz said she had volunteered to help with the crisis at the southern border. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Shit. I mean, and when you go to talk about it, you're not going to talk about the American national children, because there's plenty of our own fucking children that are kidnapped off the street. You got to watch your fucking kids with vigilance. If you care about them, keep them out of the fucking public schools and watch them with a vigilance. Anybody goes near and fucking rip them apart. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with being recruited in their home country, smuggled to the United States border, and ends with ORR, Office of Refugee Resettlement, delivers a child to a sponsor. So Some sponsors are criminals. And, well, you know, you got to, they're looking at, when they're looking at you, when they're surveilling you, they're looking up your ass. They're looking at everything you do. They're looking at what you fucking buy. They get concerned if you buy a pack of matches. Are you going to light a fire? But these motherfuckers, they know exactly what they're doing. It's just like when they, you know, there's only 11 or 12 million of them, and, you know, for like 20 or 30 fucking years, they're telling us this shit. I mean, fuck you. We know what you fucking are. You are not our fucking government. You are a fucking invading, occupying force, and your asses are going to be fucking shot out of this fucking country, and we will do it by law, by our fucking law. By the law of the people, by the jurisdiction of we the people, as individual free sovereign nationals, we will do it. If we don't, damn us. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers. No, they all fucking are. This is goddamn, it's like Murder Incorporated. This is a fucking corporate fucking business, a multi-billion dollar fucking business. You think they're going to fucking shut themselves down? You think that any of this shit is going to be taken care of by the motherfuckers perpetrating it, and that there are a few good actors out there? Because you're fucking wrong. And members of the transnational criminal organization, yeah, damn right. Some sponsors view children as commodities. I mean, and that's really what it is. I mean, when I first heard the words human resource, it hit me in the stomach. A human resource instead of a human being, you know, fucking a resource. I'm not your fucking resource, you son of a bitch. I own this motherfucking joint. I own the motherfucker from sea to sea. I am the sovereign on a goddamn par with the crown heads of Europe. And you better get used to the idea, because you motherfuckers are going to pay. In France, they're fucking ripping ass and they're not wanting to show it anywhere. They're trying to keep the lid on it. But the people in France are fucking had enough. When you see little flashes of videos from them, you hear gunshots. They ain't polishing their fucking guns. They're shooting them. Some sponsors view children as commodities and as assets to be used for earning income. No, not in America. This is why we are all witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking. Shit. I mean... They said that we haven't known that. How many years? We've known this for years. And you come back, I mean, you just keep repeating the same thing over and over. That's a Jew for you. You know, just keep, yeah, man, yeah, it's happening. Oh, God, it's happening. Oh, what a horrible fucking thing is they keep on. Horrible thing. And they keep doing it and doing it and doing it right in your fucking face, telling you right in your fucking face. That makes it okay. Because it is their position that if you do not... exercise those rights, you don't have them. And for really, that is the fucking case, isn't it? If we do not exercise the law, we do not have the fucking law, because it doesn't apply. We have to apply it. We do, all of us. Even you fuckers that fucking suck on gold all fucking day and suck on silver every night. We all have to fucking do this as individuals. You would rather you give more for a fucking bar of gold and a bar of silver than you care about fucking little children being cut up alive and their body parts sold, do you?
Of course they do, Henry. I mean, you think about it, man. If when this fight starts, their business going to be gone.
Well, hell, so they don't want this to go away. They don't want this to go away. They're making a fucking men off it. They have been for fucking 40 fucking years. 42 fucking years that I know of, making a fucking goddamn fortune off this fucking human tragedy. This thing that we were, goddamn, if they, the free country that they're fucking, well, the little freedom that was left in the country, they sold it out for fucking goddamn mammon and then call themselves goddamn Christian fucking crusaders and shit. When what you worship is fucking gold and silver, you motherfuckers. You're screaming fucking capitalists, aren't you? A screaming fucking capitalist, you son of a bitches. This is capitalism right here, people. This is what it's about. It's such a wonderful fucking thing, ain't it? Yes, sir.
And when you think about it, you know, when some used to do it on the radio, then when the internet came about, oh, man, when they was able to get paid from that, doing it that way, they sat down even more comfortably.
Oh, hell yes, they did. And the money just rolled in. I mean, they showed the horrific problem with no solution and sold the fucking goods of war. I mean, like through army surplus and stuff and made fucking fortunes. And now everybody has everything they need to wipe these motherfuckers out. And still they fucking turn their back on the solution because it was in their fucking industry. You talk about a multi-billion dollar industry. This, if it fucking, we took this country back and we enforced our fucking law, there would be no more fucking need to fucking for people to be armed with thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition. I mean, we already got them. But I mean, every day there's a new person that realizes that this fucking shit ain't no fucking game. And they go and they get to fucking make a bunch more fucking money because they're fucking flaming fucking capitalists. And a flaming fucking capitalist makes money off a fucking tragedy. And this is the fucking biggest tragedy to ever fucking exist because we're talking about trafficking little children. We're talking about fucking Hunter Biden with little 6 and 7 year olds dressed like prostitutes with crack cocaine as he fucking molests them. And it's right out in the goddamn open. And then you can show it to people and they'll fucking, oh shit, well, I better get ready. What do you want to sell me? Well, I can get you a unit of this. If there's all 5 or 10 of you get together here, you guys can do it a better price because you're buying. I mean, this is what's going on. This is what's gone on for fucking 30, 40 fucking years now. And it's bullshit. This should have been stopped generations ago because I guarantee you this has gone on in the United States since the inception of this fucking place, people. If you don't think it has, you're just not thinking. To be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion in labor trafficking. No fucking shit. This is like fucking goddamn Rome, you know, under fucking Caesar. The fucking Roman citizens were starving in the fucking streets because they had conquered so many places and taken so many slaves. The slaves had displaced the workers that worked for a fucking living. You had a 1% fucking goddamn grandiose fucking super fucking goddamn population, and then you had 99% of the fucking Romans getting fucked over and fucked in the streets, and that's why that fucking empire fell, and this empire will fall under its own fucking weight too. They think that they're going to fucking change us into mongoloids, that when the time comes for it to fall, we won't have the fucking goddamn oomph to go kick the shit out of some fucking, well, transvestites that fucking are overweight, do not have to take fucking basic training, do not have to do anything. Bring it on. Get your fucking high heels on, camo high heels, and let's fucking do this thing. Built also cities, Bullet also cites a testimony from immigration expert Jessica M. Vaughn. Vaughn stated, numerous investigative journalism reports published over the years in the Washington Times, Reuters, and the New York Times project Veritas, and others that provide graphic details of the experiences of the UAC during and after all illegal crossings and placement with sponsors in the United States, including domestic servitude, sexual abuse, forced labor, labor exploitation, and illegal employment in manufacturing, landscaping, and other incorporated dangerous jobs. We're going back to the goddamn times of the fucking goddamn monarchies, aren't we? I mean, you got the goddamn bitch flying in on her fucking airplane and then taking a motorcade till she got within so many meters of the goddamn place where they're going to try and tell you can't have a fucking car, and then she rides a fucking bicycle. It's publicity and it's bullshit. I mean, we know what it is. But still, because of the silver and the gold and the goddamn greed, it will be fucking greed that destroys us if people can't fucking back away from it. You'll have more if you fucking step up and fucking enforce those 10 articles. You will have more. You'll have everything back that's been stolen. But you don't want to risk it, because if you get rid of that corporation, that's what your fucking gold and silver is dependent upon. That's what your flow is dependent upon. That's what your limited liability corporation is dependent upon, isn't it? You fucking look out for yourself and you say, fuck your fucking neighbor. You say, fuck your fucking people. You say, fuck your fucking progeny, because you think that you can fucking become a, you'd rather become a part of this goddamn sick motherfucking shit than destroy it and be free and have liberty and be able to own what you fucking, what is yours. Oh, over the last 2 years, this country has become the international hub for child trafficking, Campus Duffy reported. Well, yeah, of course it is. That's why you go to Uganda when you want to try and solve this fucking problem. You go to a third world fucking nothing contributor to the fucking problem. And you, just like I said, the street fucking goddamn dealer. And you bust, and you, we don't, you didn't bust nobody. They purchase some fucking goddamn goods from them and fucking call and say you're doing something about this. When let's see what is here. This country has become the international hub. You know what a hub is? That's like in Denver when you're driving truck. That's where it's a central hub where things go out in all the fucking directions. And it has become a central hub. Here is where the problem is. If you want to fucking, I mean, give me your goddamn money. I'll spend as much of it as I need to go out and I will fucking kill as many of these motherfuckers as I can and hand the rest over to the next son of a bitch with enough fucking balls to do the same. We have to stop this or fuck, we're finished. You let them do this as little fucking children. You ain't, you're not even human, in my opinion. Campus Duffy reported, and the U.S. government is behind it. No shit. Under Biden, hundreds of thousands of children have come into this country illegally. Once they are here, once they get here, most are sold for sex, used for cheap labor, or forced to join gangs. Nobody deserves this, especially not children. So we understand what the problem is yet. I mean, we've been saying this for fucking how many goddamn years? Do we got the problem down yet? But hey, man, you know I can make more money, man. If this ever ends, the misery industry, it fucking ends too. No more fucking goddamn selling goddamn army surplus. No more fucking industrial war complex contracts. People could actually use the fucking wealth that they create through their fucking labor and through the use of their own resources for themselves to enjoy their fucking lives. I don't think we were put here to be miserable. I think we were put here to fucking, I mean, if every bit of fucking knowledge that has been obtained since people understood the preciousness of life had been used for construction instead of destruction, just think what a world we could be living in. But there's always these goddamn, like these fucking Jews, these fucking Zionist Khazarian bastards. There's somebody who wants somebody else. They want to lay on their ass. It's like the medicine man of old, you know, the shaman. He sit on his fucking ass and feed you a line of bullshit because he knows a little bit of something that you don't. So he lays around on his ass while you work your ass off to feed him, clothe him, take care of him, defend him. And the worthless son of a bitch, then after you make him a goddamn icon, you know, on a par with fucking a god, then, well, he has to screw every little girl when she's fucking 12 years old to bless her for becoming not, for losing her virginity. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. These motherfuckers are trying to take us back to the dark ages. And if we allow it, we get what we fucking deserve. He also noted comments from Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has previously warned that the Biden administration has created the largest human smuggling operation in American history. So what the fuck are you going to do about it, DeSantis? You are the political fucking power you claim, but you're not. You're just another part of a sub-corporation, and you can't compete with the main fucking corporation because it has more fucking assets, and it is run by the United Nations, who has all the fucking assets of every corporate fucking army across this nation. I don't know that there's even one goddamn army that is actually a people's fucking army, including fucking China. China's fucking a corporate fucking army for the fucking capitalist communists. I mean, all my life, it's capitalism versus communism. They don't like that we have what they ain't got. Bullshit. The biggest fucking capitalists in this world are fucking communists. It was all a lie. We've been lied to all our lives. And it fucking, and we know it. I mean, God damn it, we keep going over it every fucking day, piling that pile higher. How high does that moral high ground got to be where nothing can reach you before you have the guts to fucking step down off it and fucking do something? Republican Senator John Holloway, Republican Montana, backed the position from the governor. In conclusion, Bellet insists that the to stop child sex trafficking industry, Congress needs to change the immigration laws. Because that's all you need to do is to change some laws that you're not enforcing and then don't enforce. I mean, fucking come on. How about just enforce the fucking laws that are in place? That's what you're not doing. That's how they all got here. That's how they crossed the border in violation of the law. Well, they, not the law. It's a corporate policy. It ain't fucking law. It was never fucking ratified. That's why they can do this shit, people. But the goddamn Bill of Rights, the Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, was fucking ratified by elected representatives of the people. And it is the law. And it will stop this shit in its fucking tracks. We put up our goddamn common law courts and start stringing these motherfuckers up, and you watch it come to a screeching halt and rein in the executive policies that, I mean, goddammit, you're telling us these executive policies exist. That means you're sitting there fucking reading proof that these motherfuckers are the trafficking hub for goddamn little children, the people who fucking cut up little kids while... you know, while they're alive and sell their body, all these multi-billion dollar fucking abominations that you can't get rid of. We can't get rid of. We need the money. It's just like the asset forfeiture. They get caught that they're fucking, you know, taking people's money without due process of the fucking law, a blatant violation that should put them up against the wall. And they fucking, we have to do it because, well, God damn it, I need the money. So if I need the money, I guess I can just go do anything I want. Hell, they're letting people come in fucking stores as long as you stay under $1,000. Well, you know, you need it. Just do what you want. This fucking is destroying us. It's destroying our country. It has destroyed our country. We're going to have to rebuild this son of a bitch. But until we can, we have to beat these motherfucking rat bastards out of this goddamn country. We have to take the son of a bitch back. And we have to enact our fucking law. We have to enforce it. We have to enforce it with zero fucking tolerance for fucking shit like this. That are
Henry,
by mass legal migration. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a question for you. When you. On that child trafficking, let me ask you this. Was it like in the 90s when they were saying like the Clintons and their foundation were getting kids out of Haiti as well?
Yeah, same. This has been going on forever, Dion. I have to believe even back to the beginning of this country. I mean, they had the elite had huge estates, and they had fucking slaves straight up. I mean, white slaves, brown slaves, black slaves, slaves of every flavor like they have right now. What do you think they did with those little children back then? You think that they had some kind of conscience? All they ever had to do to take the political position is to say, God bless you. Oh, he's a Christian. You know, he's a good guy, so we'll go ahead and take him. And when they get, but the thing is, they didn't have the eyes upon him that they have now. The discoveries hadn't been made. They hadn't fucked up yet, or they hadn't, they may be purposely revealing this. I think that's what it is, so that you get desensitized to it, and nobody will do anything about the Hunter Biden fucking raping little girls while he's doing coke. That's what I think. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state
of
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
going on in their lives. Hey, when was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we'll change it for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day. How it used to be. I want to get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long, lazy Sunday drive and do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up, watch an old rerun on TV, laughing with old Barney, Andy and Amy. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day. How it used to be. Yeah, everything's moving by so fast. I swear sometimes we just can't see. So caught up in where we're trying to get. Life as we know it could be gone in a minute. I want the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I've traded all those memories for one more day. I like the simple life.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific Time, and that was Lynyrd Skynyrd with The Simple Life. And yeah, I would, man, just one day. Jesus, think how it used to be, people. And we were born under tyranny. We were born under communism. We were born under fucking fascism and capitalism. We were born under a fucking lie. But still, it was so much. Goddamn, do you think the tyrant isn't squeezing now? You think these sick son of a bitches aren't making their fucking move? When are you going to fucking face them?
I always knew we were living in an illusion.
Oh, I did too. You know, I mean, I grew up in a place that was probably freer than most places. And actually it was. You get out on the old reservation, it was just, you went out there, you were on your fucking own. You better be ready to protect yourself, and you better be ready to have enough gas to get where you're going. And we did a thing on this a while back. I mean, breaking DOG announces multiple indictments against whistleblower who alleged Biden received payments from CCP-affiliated individuals. I mean, and... yeah, we fucking know it. You know, come on. I mean, they can't. I mean, they're just reiterating their crimes over and over. Is that like rubbing your fucking nose in it? The Department of Justice has announced multiple indictments against Dr. Gail Luft, the Israeli-American, I mean, this is really some propaganda shit, co-director of a Maryland think tank who gained notoriety as the missing witness in the investigation in Joe Biden's corruption. The New York Post recently shared a video of Luft wherein he broke down allegations against Biden and claimed that he had been arrested to prevent him from testifying in the House Oversight Committee damning evidence against the First Family. I mean, where did they, you know, when they first started acting like fucking royalty, that should have been a clue. And it's been a long First Fucking Family. No, you're a piece of fucking shit. You're not good as the dirt on my fucking feet, Bidens. You fucking scumbags. Are you Chuck over there in fucking England? Shove your fucking goddamn administrative admiralty, goddamn foreign law up your fucking ass, punk. You're a punk bitch. That's all you are. Without guards around you and goddamn an army around you, what would you fucking be? You'd be a fucking ditch digger because you wouldn't even be that. You ain't got the goddamn muscle. You probably ain't never did a fucking push-up in your whole fucking life. You're sickening. You're disgusting. Every goddamn one of you. How long after coming out as a whistleblower, Luft himself has been charged by the... the Biden DOJ. No, that's fucking King Chuck's DOJ. Make sure you understand that. All this shit belongs to King Chuck, your goddamn monarch across the sea. It's always fucking belonged to them. You're fucking were betrayed from the beginning. And that's, like I said, that's the only thing I hold against them guys who went out there and had bigger balls than fucking church bells and fucking marched with rags wrapped around their bloody feet to stick a pike in a fucking German mercenary, is that they didn't finish the fucking job. And by God, this time we better finish the fucking job. Every day we wait, they entrench, and more of us have got to die to do it. I hope you people understand that as you're counting your fucking gold and silver. For allegedly engaging in multiple serious schemes involving the Chinese and the Iranians. I mean, that's a Jew for you. Do it and then fucking call your accuser. No, he did it. You know, he was the one doing all these fucking things. Of course, you got a Jew in the fucking mixer. Well, I mean, what kind of games are you fucking playing? Chinese and Iranians alongside a former high-ranking U.S. government official. And they never named this son of a bitch in the article. Who is it? If he did this, shouldn't he be in fucking jail? Shouldn't he be? Well, no, because there is no fucking law to put him in jail. There's corporate policy, which can be waived at a whim by the person who fucking put it in place, by the CEO. The changes include numerous offenses related to failure to retire under the Foreign Aid or register under the Foreign Agents Act. And I really love that part with all the goddamn Jewish Anti-Defamation League, all these fucking foreign goddamn Jew Israeli fucking organizations. They are the ones that are the fucking, I mean, he's a Jew himself. Well, here, what, are you going to pick out this Jew here for fucking not registering as a foreign agent? They're all fucking foreign agents. They're all fucking foreigners. They're not fucking Americans. Former high-ranking U.S. government official. I can just wonder who he is, because you're not going to tell me, are you? Because he's doing what you want him to do. And this guy here, I mean, I think this is just the fucking, you know, we've gone from goddamn Hunter Biden molesting little girls to, you know, getting charged for a tax evasion and getting a slap on the wrist by someone who is a fucking corrupt fucking official. This could make a fucking book. When it's as simple as a goddamn video, a fucking video. It's right there. He did it himself. And you have the guy, his laptop, if you want to prove that he was a fucking Chinese agent. I mean, come on. The charges include numerous offenses related to failing to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or arms trafficking, Iranian sanctions violations, and making false statements to federal agents. According to the DOJ, that is the Department of Justice of fucking King Chuck, because there is no goddamn jurisdictional authority at a government level over the fucking people in this country. This is not supposed to exist. The administrative admiralty is one of the things that the original Americans fucking fought to get the fuck out of this country, because it's goddamn servant fucking master law. It's goddamn merchant law, where your goddamn merchandise has more fucking rights than the goddamn human being. Allegedly suffered subverted foreign agent registration laws in the United States to seek to promote Chinese policies by acting through a former high-ranking U.S. government official acted as a broker in deals for dangerous weapons and Iranian oil, and he told multiple lies about his crimes to law enforcement. This guy, who is this guy, and why isn't he under arrest? He's the one that's supposed to be the government. No, he ain't. He's a fucking goddamn corporate fucking crony. There is no government. You never had no goddamn authority to govern us. We granted you no goddamn such authority, and you fucking know it. The agency explained that Luft had allegedly conspired with others to advance the interests of the People's Republic of China as agents of China-based principals without registering a foreign agents as required under U.S. law. Go get the rest of them. God damn, you got goddamn dual citizen Israeli fucking Americans serving in the fucking government. Shouldn't they be registered as foreign agents? I mean, they're holding two passports, aren't they? He supposedly used his position to as co-director of the think tank to recruit and pay the aforementioned government officials at the behest of Chinese bosses to publicly support certain policies with respect to China. In the video shared by the Post, Luft alleged that he had provided potentially incriminating evidence against Biden during a meeting with FBI. Oh, there you go. And the DOJ, the two protectors of the fucking criminals, the fucking goddamn, their bodyguards. Officials in 2019, but that his warnings were not heeded, but rather covered up. Like, I can't believe that anybody that could be that could get that kind of information wouldn't know what the fucking FBI and the Department of Justice is. I mean, this is to draw your attention away from some little girls that were fucking goddamn raped by fucking Hunter Biden while he was fucking doing crack cocaine. They've pulled the narrative around to this shit here now. Here's something else. If you get that out of your mind, I'm gluing that motherfucker to the top of the site. It's staying there. Every fucking day, you're going to see it. I, who volunteered to inform the United States government about a potential security breach and about compromising information about a man vying to be the next president, am now being hunted by the very same people who I informed, and may have to live on the run for the rest of my life, on the run, Luft said. I mean, is this telling you, I mean, you know about these crimes? We have armies and shit. What the fuck's our army? Oh, that's right. They're over there taking the possessions of fucking other fucking sovereign nationals and other fucking countries, taking their wealth and handing it over to their fucking Khazarian Jew fucking masters. That's what they're doing. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I have no political motive or agenda. You're a fucking Jew. Yes, you do. I did it out of deep concern for if the Bidens were to come to power, the country would be facing the same traumatic Russian collusion scandal, only this time with China. Sadly, because of the DOJ's cover-up of this, this is exactly what happened. And yes, it is. And, you know, fuck you. Yeah, this is just a smoke screen. Blow smoke up my ass while I watch the video of Hunter Biden with the little girls. Blow smoke up my fucking ass, you son of a bitches. And you dumbasses out there, you deadheaded motherfuckers, get ready to fuck. You can vote this out, man. There's got to be some knight in shining armor going to come along. Maybe he's a talk show fucking goddamn expert, you know, somebody obtuse, you know, one of the guys, a businessman, you know, it's like you and me, you know, only he's Trump is fucking retired. Filed bankruptcy, what, 9 fucking times and come out of it a billionaire? Do you think you could pull that fucking off? Do you really think he's just like you and one of you? You know he's a goddamn child molester, but yet you fucking cocksuckers, you keep going and saying, oh, Trumpy this, Trumpy that, Trumpy, if we had Trumpy, just because for a few years he put your great-great-grandchildren, you turned your great-great-grandchildren over to servitude so that you could have a big paycheck for 4 years, do a fucking scam. It's going to come back and it's going to fucking enslave your grandchildren. But hey, I got more in my fucking pocket. You are so fucking sickening. You don't even deserve contempt. Anyways, I'm sick enough of this shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, don't expect anything different. Don't expect anything to change. That moral high ground is as high as it's going to get. Either you're going to fucking step off that fucking mountain and come down it fucking shooting, or you're going to fucking go down on your fucking knees and kiss the ring. You make up your fucking mind and make sure that you understand that that means that your children become fucking, well, human resource, you know, body parts, fucking sexual toys kind of shit, you know. Make sure you understand what you're doing. But of course you do. But hey, man, it's silver and gold, Henry. It's silver and gold. That's a word from the trenches.